So late night drama for the Nats, of course, as Simon Bridges got demoted and stripped of his portfolios over an investigation into serious misconduct towards fellow MP Jackie Dean. The twist, as it happened 5 years ago, was dealt with at the time, but Collins decided to pull the trigger nevertheless. Barry Soap is with us. Morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mike.
Bridges on his way to the parliamentary forecourt. What's he got to say?
Well, I've spoken to Simon Bridges. He obviously is going to try and keep his powder dry, I think, until the caucus meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. But look, I've never seen anything so feral in the National Party as what I've seen overnight. I've talked to many members of it, and they were all blindsided by the statement that was put out late last night by Judith Collins. And it's seen as a clear play to essentially move Simon Bridges to one side, because she was threatened by the possibility that he was going to put his hand up again for the leadership.
How does moving him aside negate that possibility?
Well, no, it doesn't. It just exacerbates the possibility. You're right, Mike, that now it's game on. And when they go into that caucus meeting today, don't be surprised to see a vote of no confidence in Judith Collins because of the way this was done last night. She claimed to have the support of the New Zealand Council. Well, in fact, the New Zealand Council simply didn't hold a vote on it. They were quiet, and she saw the quietness, I think, as acquiescence by them for what she was about to do to Simon Bridges. So I think when they do have the caucus meeting this morning, it's going to be an absolute showdown for the National Party, and in particular for Judith Collins' leadership. The comment that Simon Bridges was alleged to have made at Jackie Dean wasn't made at her at all.
No.
It was a general comment that was made within her hearing.
Would you be prepared to say it on the radio? Or it's a provincial crudity from the 80s, isn't it?
I can tell you what was said,
right.
But it's so minor that he and Natalie, of course, were trying for their third child, and he made the comment that to have a girl, which is what they wanted and what they got in the end, you have to go a little more shallow. Now, that was the comment, and that's been obviously fulminating in Jackie Dean's mind, apparently, for the last 5 years. And it's just a crude comment.
Yeah.
It wasn't made at Jackie Dean. It was made in her presence. Bill English was called in. Simon Bridges apologised to Bill English and presumably to Jackie Dean. I would be very surprised now if you see Jackie Dean fronting up.
Well, I was going to say, she's due to front up this morning and say what?
Well,
I've been aggrieved for 5 years.
Yeah, then suddenly she felt aggrieved enough to go to Judith Collins and for Judith Collins to demote Simon Bridges. I'll tell you how caustic it is, Mike, when you consider it. You've got Simon Bridges, who is a constituent MP, similarly, Judith Collins is a constituent MP, as is Jackie Deans, and even Todd Muller, remember him? Now, this party has now got to continue with these MPs, because you can't remove them because they're not on the list, until the next election. So really something has to be sorted out today. And don't be surprised if Mark Mitchell, who's the silent man in all of this, if he believes that the party is going nowhere. I think his belief is that leadership is about putting up your hand when you're needed, and you never know, it could end up with a change in leadership.
You're calling it today, Barry. Come on, put your cards on the table. Leadership spill today, and if there is, will Collins go? And if she does go, who's the new leader? Call it right now.
Okay, absolutely. I think Judith Collins will go. It's difficult whether it's going to be Mark Mitchell or Simon Bridges. But look, Bridges is still in with a chance. But if I was a betting man, I would say the possibility of Mark Mitchell can't be discounted.
If you get this right, Barry, I would give you first question at every press conference for all of 2022.
Thank you, Mike.
Good on you. Nice to see you, Barry Soper, political editor.